Oasis Audio presents What the Bible Says About Money, read for you by Jill Schellebarger and Kelly Ryan Dolan.
Introduction. Money makes the world go around, or so goes the song Money, Money from Cabaret. Deals are made over it. We pay bills with it. We use it to be entertained by those who desire more and more of it. No wonder money is a prominent subject in the Bible. Although we might instantly think of scriptures such as, "Lust for money brings trouble and nothing but trouble," 1 Timothy 6:10, The Message, the Bible also mentions the need to be a good steward of resources. This CD will help you understand what the Bible says about money and how to handle it. 1. What is wealth? Accumulating wealth is not bad. But God's idea of wealth and those who are truly wealthy contrasts greatly with the world's idea. Listen to his word.
A devout life does bring wealth, but it's the rich simplicity of being yourself before God. Since we entered the world penniless and will leave it penniless, if we have bread on the table and shoes on our feet, that's enough. But if it's only money these leaders are after, they'll self-destruct in no time. Lust for money brings trouble and nothing but trouble. Going down that path, some lose their footing in the faith completely and live to regret it bitterly ever after. 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 through 10.
Building up God's kind of wealth, where we understand our place before Him, is infinitely more valuable than any amount of money. And accumulating more and more possessions usually just leads to more and more headaches. A simple life, uncluttered and free from the lust of money, is where real joy can be found. 2. Contentment at any cost. Many imagine that if they could just obtain the next item on their wish lists, had just one less bill to pay, or had a little more money each month, then life would finally be good. But life doesn't work that way. Instead, nothing can bear the weight of making us happy. Thus, soon we become disappointed. But the Apostle Paul gives us the secret to finding true happiness.
Actually, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content, whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I've found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Philippians 4, verses 11 through 13.
Paul's happiness and contentment in life did not depend on his external situation. Instead, no matter how smooth or rocky the circumstances, his internal state did not change. This was because he was confident in his position as a child of God. A popular prayer asks for God's wisdom in discerning those things we can change and those we cannot. Regardless, the best news is that God does not change. No matter what happens, loss or gain, we can find contentment in Him. 3. The test. In general, we should never test God. In fact, one of Jesus' temptations by Satan was to test God, which Jesus rightly refused to do. According to Scripture, however, one kind of test is all right. Listen.
Begin by being honest. Do honest people rob God? But you rob me day after day. You ask, how have we robbed you? The tithe and the offering, that's how. And now you're under a curse, the whole lot of you, because you're robbing me. Bring your full tithe to the temple treasury so there will be ample provisions in my temple. Test me in this and see if I don't open up heaven itself to you and pour out blessings beyond your wildest dreams. For my part, I will defend you against marauders, protect your wheat fields and vegetable gardens against plunderers. The Message of God of the Angel Armies. You'll be voted happiest nation. You'll experience what it's like to be a country of
Sample complete. Ready to continue?